And you got to have somebody.
3 minutes.
You got to have somebody that's going to go out there and say, this is what you got to do. Because the year I got married, I was working with them fellas, the engineers. I know how they work.
How do they work?
They get orders from one man, and the other fellow says, that's the way it's got to be done. And the other fellow sits over there, you don't know even what it look like over there, what the work got to be done. You understand? You don't know what's got to be done. You have orders to so-and-so, they go out in the office and talk about different things. Yeah. Well, we got so much money to spend, you know, what are we going to spend it at? Well, they're hollering over there, I guess we better try to do something for them over there. That's not the question. If you're going to be the boss, you want to go down on the spot. Not bring a boat down at the wharf and hold a meeting down there and nobody know where they at. But it looks down in the bottom of the river. Like they have here, they bring that great big yacht, they got the big steamboat that they bring up here every now and then to hold a public meeting. That's not what you want. Get in a small boat and go down there with a man with a gauge down there. And let's gauge that water. Get down there where the hill is at. Put the flag in there. See, this is what's got to be done. We got to move this spot. You can't do that to sitting down back there, you know, and listen to this. Everybody make a little talk, you know. Everybody says a little tune about this, a little tune about that. They all sit down in there and say, well, supper's ready yet? Something to eat? You don't give a damn if it's done or not. Now, I know now that doesn't work. I've done work, listen. I have to do work with those people, with the engineers. Now, I'm talking about the marine engineer, you understand, of our district here. We done something in that flat lake down there under that little school boy would know better than that. He knew better that what we were doing down there wouldn't do. If I tell you what we done over there, and we got paid for what we done as they told it. You understand? We built a raft of willow trees. We drove some pilings. After they drugged the channel in the lake, to go through with the steamboat and stuff. We drove pilings all the way along like they told us, about 8 foot apart, 6 foot apart. We went on them sandbars and cut some willow trees, you know. In about 8 foot length, and they tied them in bundles, put thicker cable, you know, tied them in bundles. And they bring those willow trees and put in between those pilings. We had a pile driver to do that. Put the weight, that big pile driver hammer on top of them willows and let it go down until it would stop. And then nail a 2x6 across them pilings. Keep them willows in there. That was to keep the water from going through there on the east that would go in the channel. You know, that was sense. That was a lot of brains to that. When the water come up, it got rough. Pressure of the water get in there, there's a hole on that side naturally. When it meant to come up in there, the mud broke loose in there and it all went down into the channel. And first thing you know, all them pack of willows we had in there, it was all floating. Huh? You all pull out of that. And that's how a good engineer that you call that an engineer? Build that out of a little willow tree. All size, big as my arm, you know. All packed up, tied up with wires, you know, and drop them in that with a hammer and then put it down. Figure that they're gonna keep that mud there from washing underneath and get in the channel there. That's a good engineer.